And the whole issue is that you've established a great thing in terms of changing the rules, in establishing this particular area as an R1, and that small piece R2 did a great job. And I think you did it absolutely. Again, it's my opinion, but I think it would be hard to say that you didn't do the right thing. You did do the right thing. Now we've got someone who has only one option. They are outside interests in commercial property, which is what a nightly rental is. That's undisputed. The issue, and I can also say that commercial property and residential property do not mix. Now, that seems to be only disputed by nightly rental interests. We that are not nightly rentals, that we are residences living and being a part of this community, know that they do not mix with our residential districts. Now, you have a question of one person, or maybe it's a number of people, but one property. Now it's two sides of the same structure are now requesting a one-off request, which is the only option they've got to protect their investment. They've got to make this they've got to hard code the change as a zoning change to protect the investment that they got involved in the very first place when it was only conditional. We all know that if you make that conditional, then when it sells, that does not transfer. So now they're in a box. This has to occur, and therefore you are asked to make a change to what you did right in the first place, and that was to make this a residential property for the sole purpose of protecting these folks' investment. And, you know, I have to say that over the past 3 years, when I got involved in this, I feel like I'm not so much fighting the interests that are trying to invade our residential area. I sometimes, now pardon me, I'm going to fumble this a little bit, but I feel like we're really fighting against you and the county that we vote for and want to work with, and we're your boots on the ground to show you what's going on. And I believe that this is an opportunity for you to stand on the solid foundation you've set and the things that I've thanked you for. And I think everybody with me would say the same thing. We thank you for it. And now we're asking you to stand on that foundation and deny this request to change that zoning to anything other than residential.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm Ann Allman. I live at 194 Lone Pine Road, right above the two duplexes. Several years ago, I was in here when Chateau Ridge was presenting before the Planning and Zoning Commission, and I heard the comment, money, 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 location, location, location. And last month when we were here and listening to them again present, I heard the commissioners make a remark that the company, Legacy Missouri Partners, had already put a considerable investment in purchasing the units, the one unit, and then turning it into a vacation rental. They made their decisions on buying that property knowing the restrictions, and they took their chance. As the resident of the neighborhood, I also have made a considerable investment in my home and in my community. I have lived here and worked in this county for 41 years. I have belonged to charitable organizations. I have helped through my employment of training future and generations of young adults. And I bought that property, and I added on to the property over the years with the understanding that it was a residential neighborhood. It wasn't part of the tourist community. I have paid property taxes, as my neighbors have. I have given financially, emotionally, and spiritually to the county and to the residents of the area. In an area that is highly flux of all the Branson area and the surrounding community, where people move in, people move out, it's good to have a stable community. It's that stable community where one of the neighbors who had a tree in his house on Saturday night actually went down and cut out the trees going across Skyline. Another neighbor cut out the trees where Skyline goes into Lone Pine. And I'm up at the top of the hill directing the vacation rentals how to get up Luster so they could get into their rentals. So it's the community that makes things permanent and gives it a sense of neighborhood. When you make it transitory, you are taking away the community. You're giving up, and people start to think, why care? Why care about those three trash cans from another vacation rental? Why care about picking up the trash? Why care about cutting down the trees when people are just passing through and they don't care? So I'm asking you, please deny this. Do not take away the reason why people want to live here. Live here permanently, long term, by destroying a sense of beauty. We want location, location, location also, but we have given the money and the time to the community. Please don't take the community away from us by making it transitory. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mrs. Chapman.
My name is Jack Cole. I live at 1201 Skyview Drive. I've been there 32 years, and just as the lady that preceded me, I have contributed to this community, and I am thankful for the residential area that I've lived in. However, it is really changing. In those 32 years, there has been no change in our roads or infrastructure. Well, we do have a different water company, but there's definitely been a change in the traffic since the Chateau Cove opened. My goodness. I no longer exit the north part of the subdivision because of the congestion there at 265 and Safari Road. And my fear is that if this request is granted, it's just like taking the finger out of the dike. The surrounding property can request the same thing, and if this request is made or granted, then new requests have no reason not to be granted. I thank you for this opportunity to speak.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, good morning, Commission. I appreciate your time. I'll make this quick. My name is Adam Zimmerman. I live on Black Oak Drive, just one block from where these two properties in question are at. It's starting to become a circus out here. It's getting really bad in Skyline. I don't understand how all these different conditional permits are happening, and even the ones that are denied. Last year we had – Scott Starrett, is that you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I appreciate your time. We've gone back and forth via email over the last 6 months quite a bit in this same room. 430 Lone Pine was denied unanimously by the commission for the same request. For a number of reasons, but the main reason has to do with how narrow those roads are. They're incredibly narrow. I mean, I honestly, my puckers every time I'm coming through there when somebody's coming my way because of how narrow they are. They're just these little rink-a-dink chip-and-seal roads. Lone Pine, and kind of a similar deal with all these vacation rental properties. They're bringing in boats. They're bringing in way more vehicles. And I know they're only supposed to have a certain number. But these people that own them live out of state. They don't see what's going on. They're not actively there. People are parking in the street. I'm glad I'm in good health, but if I wasn't in good health and I needed to get, you know, medical attention to our property, I mean, it would be scary. I know in a lot of instances they'll park their boats out in the road. Lots of vehicles because there's just too many. There's not enough parking, even on the ones that got grandfathered in. It just doesn't work. These unless we're going to make the roads bigger or we're going to change the infrastructure of the neighborhood. And I, I grew up in the Overland Park, Kansas City area. I've been working in Branson for over a dozen years. I have lived here full-time in Branson since early 2020, took a gamble coming out here full-time. I own dozens of vacation rental properties, 11 of them here in Branson. However, not a single property did I buy was in an area that I didn't know I could operate. I'm paying a lot of, I've paid millions, and I have paid a lot of money per square foot to own in communities, resorts, condo communities, Thousand Hills, other areas where I know I can operate, where 95%+, in some cases 100% of those properties are already provisioned for nightly rental, and they're all doing it. For example, Eagle's Nest Resort, now the Cove, Cabins of Grand Mountain, all these other areas, they're nightly rental areas. My family personally lives here. These people came in, they bought property cheaper, right? And you get a better deal.